people.
In his regular Tuesday appearance on the Pat McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers offered an apology of sorts.
You know, I made some comments that people might have felt were misleading. And, you know, to anybody who felt misled by those comments, I take full responsibility for those comments.
Of course, we have the specialists of special guests on this 401st podcast of Lou Dickman Weekly.
Yeah!
Tammy Table Dancer Grossman, and of course, Heather G.E.E. Grossman. So what do you feel about this momentous occasion?
I'm in awe again, every time. You guys are awesome.
Oh, man, that's so nice. And this is your first time in the Sovereign. What's your impression?
It's awesome. It's small. I really? Like it.
Really? Tell me how you really feel.
Small.
I've never heard awesome. But
it's a Michigan term.
So I have to do a little business. Lou. Lou, a spectacular. Spectacular Toys for Tots kickoff. Come on! I'm going to say that we have a couple of events coming up. The Telepaths, my group, will be playing.
Oh, a self-plug at Lou Dickman Weekly, yeah!
And then the main Toys for Tots benefit will be Friday, December 10th at La Principal in Evanston, Illinois. So, anyway, the Bears bye week. What did you do during the Bears bye week?
I worked.
No, you didn't. You went to Lambeau.
We went to Lambeau Field, and we got to sit right behind the Packers.
Are you telling?
Lambeau and got dunced.
Well, I'm guessing she got that one right, at least. I got one. I got Green Bay. Woo!
So when you go up to Lambeau, where do you visit before you go to the game?
They have stuff set up all over outside in the parking lot, so we earned some free coupons. They did a thing for the service members this time. They did a flyover. They did all sorts of stuff. It was fun.
Flyover.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do they give you free cheese before you go in?
No, but we can order fried cheese curds.
Now, do either of you have a cheese head?
Yes. We left him at home. It's cold.
It was cold.
So since Lou is not here to tell us, we're going to allow you guys to predict the Bears versus the Ravens. My final score prediction is Bears 69, Ravens, quote, nevermore. So what is your prediction for Bears-Ravens?
Bears 18, Ravens 3!
There's Lou's prediction.
As far as score, I don't know, but I would pick the Bears on that one.
Oh!
I would go the Ravens.
Of course.
I have that quarterback in my head.
Heather. So we do a segment where we do Kyle Long tweets versus Karen Rogers tweets. So let's start with Kyle's. He's taking a break. That's right. He is saying that according to his tweet page. So what do you suggest that Kyle do during his break? Kyle Long, former offensive lineman on the Chicago Bears.
Oh, he did.
Pick up some new tactics.
Pick up some new tactics. Heather G?
Workout.
Oh, workout. You know, he's with the Kansas City Chiefs now, and he's on the IR.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he went on the IR before the season started.
You know what? Kansas City Chiefs is a reserve list.
All right, great. And Karen's tweet is, I believe in Bitcoin and its future.
You okay?
So he's giving part of his salary to Bitcoin. What is your opinion on Karen giving his salary to Bitcoin.
What's
Bitcoin? Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So it's electronic currency.
For what though?
He says he's I believe in Bitcoin and the future is bright. That's why I'm teaming up with Cash App to take a portion of my salary in Bitcoin today.
True. And he shared it with some of his fans.
Did you get a piece?
I didn't ask for a piece.
She'd like a piece.
We were close enough, I could have.
I was shaking into charities rather than...
Moving on!
Charities first.
We are proud to announce right here that Heather G is the dunce of the week with Elite 3 wins! Lou, we want you to put the dunce on Karen.
I'm Karen
Rogers. That's all right. We'll do it after the show. All right. So, Lou, you name a rookie every week. Who's your rookie that you're naming this week? Lou's Sunday NFL picks.
I am naming Frank, and in getting on board with Commish's introduce touchy-feely meet the rookies, I am not going to be telecasting next week because Commish will be calling Frank next week for the podcast. And meet your rookie live.
All right. Thank you. Lou, your power rankings of the week. Rate the worst to the best thing that you can do in Green Bay. The National Railroad Museum, the Botanical Garden, the Automobile Gallery, or throwing an egg at the Vince Lombardi statue at Curly Lambeau Field. Lou, what's the best thing, worst thing to do in Green Bay?
Violate Vince Lombardi.
All right.
Do you realize he wanted to be the Giants head coach?
And what happened?
Green Bay got him first.
Ooh.
I just thought I'd leave that, and then the others stink too.
Well, let's hear your rankings of the four.
What were they again? The worst? I know.
It's worse the first on the National Railroad Museum, the Botanical Garden, the Automobile Gallery, or throw an egg at the Vince Lombardi statue of Curly Lambeau.
I wouldn't throw an egg. Next would be the automobile.
Okay.
Next would be the train.
Okay, and so your number one is the Botanical Garden. Have you been there?
No. We can't get out of Lambeau Field.
Lou, your question of the week. Why is the bay green in Green Bay, Lou?
Algae.
Because it's always St. Patrick's Day in Green Bay.
All right, that sucks. So you'll answer the question of the week. Why is the bay green in Green Bay? Ooh, this is a poser for them. They have to make sure they say something very, very cheery and yet.
Because the Bay's a Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh, it's the lucky green of the shamrock.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend.
And go Bears! This is a Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Green Bay Cheese Service. When you need to stink up the joint, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell Lou cheeses you! Green Bay Tops.